You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, it's great to be able to still chat to my mate, Bruce. Bruce, welcome back to the show.
Well, glad to be back, Simon.
When we last chatted, which is only, of course, a week ago, it was Thanksgiving. But now that Thanksgiving is, well, by a day, done and dusted, we're turning to Christmas. But Christmas is a rather special time for you.
Oh, yes, it is, Simon, as you know. And I am Santa Claus, the man with the hair on his jaws. Yes, I visit people's homes. This is my busy time of the year, and I'm doing private parties. I'm doing a lot of pro bono stuff with kids with special needs. I'm doing just various appearances and just having a ball, and the kids are loving it. And
I was saying to you before we came on air that people had commented on your photo for our replays that he looks like Santa. And I say, he is Santa. So literally, listeners, Bruce dresses up as Santa. I've actually been in his costume when Rachel and I visited him and his wife in Maryland. He's got the whole kit. It's amazing. It's just, you bring so much joy to young ones and families, Bruce. It's a marvelous thing.
Oh, thank you so much. Anybody interested in looking, if you want to look online, it'd be just Beard of White Appearance, singular, dot Wix site. And then you do a / Santa Bruce, and you'll get me.
Yes. You'll get to find out all about him, as long as you're being politics. As long as you're being nice, not naughty, or he'll bring that coal to you. But speaking of coal and gifts, what's it like in America now? The election's done, things appear to be settling. What's the vibe? What's the feeling?
Well, I did want to say, you know how I keep my sleigh clean? I use sanitizer.
You're going to get banned from the station.
I know. Oh, insert groan here. Well, America's feeling great. America has, it's like America has taken a big, deep breath and just kind of hit the reset button. It's so different than the first Trump election, where there are no protests, there's no anger. That all seems to be gone. It's just... I don't know. Gallup did a poll, and they were trying to figure out how people's emotions are after the elections. And they broke it down to 8. You've got surprised, proud, excited, relieved, devastated, afraid, angry, and optimistic. And you can break those down into, well, it's pretty obvious as to who feels what. So, you know, the Republicans are feeling very surprised and proud and excited and relieved. And the left is devastated, afraid, and angry. But everybody seems optimistic. It's well over 50%. And they say that 9 in 10 people in America, when asked, say that Trump is a legitimate president. So there's none of that. That silly business. So, yeah, how's America feeling? Pretty good, I think, as we head for the holidays.
Well, says me, you can't, not you, but, you know, the American people and commentariat can't say he's not legitimate. I mean, he's clearly won the vote. There's no ambiguity, although the legacy or mainstream media still seem to be having quite a problem with the result.
Yes. Well, you know, this could be the beginning of a historic presidency. It's funny, with a 4-year pause with Biden in there, it just kind of revealed this vast contrast. And now with the executive branch and the Senate and the House, it's going to be amazing. And the poor legacy media, I'm not going to even say poor legacy media, the bad legacy media, they're pretty much in the waste bin. They're a commercial enterprise, and so they're capitalistic, and they live on advertising. So if nobody's watching, they're not making any money. And so they're in big trouble with, you guys have all heard of ABC, NBC, CBS. Those are who I'm talking about. It's just, this last election has just shattered two of their monopolies. The left had, they've counted on for decades. One was the Hispanics and one was the Blacks. And they're just not there anymore.
Well, I'd heard something that it's probably just a silly rumor, but is it MNSBC or whatever the acronym is that Musk might buy it or something? But that seems to indicate that they're doing pretty badly financially.
Absolutely. It's called MSNBC, which is a branch of NBC. And they had their moment in the sun, but they've spent 8 years of just anti-Trumpism, calling him Hitler and calling, we had the Russia thing, then we had the laptop, we had two impeachments, and never once, I think the media was 92% negative on all of that, and the chickens have come home to roost. What has happened is now that you've got a whole new internet connection that Trump has used to his full extent.
Well, it's similar to the way that New Zealand is. Well, it's similar to the way that New Zealand's operating. The fact that we've got this radio station RCR is a sign, actually, here in New Zealand, of this alternative media to the mainstream. But talking about chickens coming home to roost, and before we have to head away. What is Biden and Harris up to? I know Biden, I saw, pardoned a turkey for Thanksgiving. I love that tradition. But, I mean, what are they doing these days?
Well, it's a long-held tradition that we've had. It's funny with Thanksgiving. We do this. George Washington actually made Thanksgiving, wanted to be a day of observation of the passing of the U.S. Constitution. That was in like 1789. And then in 1863, Abraham Lincoln made his national holiday. And so what's Biden doing? Well, he pardoned two turkeys to bring them back to they'll go live a lovely life someplace in Wyoming, I think. Kamala she's basking in the sunlight of Hawaii, trying to think about what her future is going to be. She's got some questions to ask. In 100 days, she spent $1 billion. That's insane. And is $20 million in debt. So she's got some issues and she's got some questions. What are they doing?
Definitely. How can you spend that amount of money? It's quite, well, it's actually reckless, says me sitting down here in the Antipodes. But I mean, that's eye-watering amount of money.
Oh, in anybody's book, it's just nuts. There's that big sphere in Las Vegas. Well, they spent like $100,000, something ridiculous, to put her face on it. People are going to change their mind. They gave all kinds of money to some dubious fundraising places. But the nobility of Trump has said, well, if it's $20 million, maybe I can buy it. I'll just go ahead and take care of it for him. And that's very noble of him.
Well, the funniest thing, Bruce, down here is our mainstream media were reporting about Trump and Musk and how money had bought the election. But they neglected to talk about Harris and her campaign having enormous amounts more. I mean, I suppose that just reflects the bias that's in play. Hey, we'll have to leave it there. Next week, we're going to have to talk about Trump's cabinet picks and the diversity and changes that he's bringing in there. But Bruce, in the meantime, it's been great having you on this morning.
We'll talk about the cabinet and Santa Claus is in town.
You've got to give us a ho, ho, ho to finish, Bruce. Good man. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. Do you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to? Either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We'd love to hear from you. So connect with us today.